This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The British government has just raised money by selling off part of the post office there to investors. Stock in the Royal Mail is up 3.1% this morning, the first day of trading after an initial public offering. But not everyone in Britain sees this morning's jump in the stock price as a sign of success. In London, Jonty Bloom is the BBC business correspondent.
The government has said it got as much as it could out of the sale of the Royal Mail, but the fact is the shares have increased so much in just the first couple of minutes trading that many of the critics of the privatisation are saying it's been sold off for far less than it could have got. They say they could have got hundreds of millions of pounds more for the government if they put the price up a bit.
Now, Postal Service has not been a guaranteed moneymaker in really any country. The price of stamps tends to go up in the UK as well as the United States. Do you think this is a good investment bet we have on our hands here?
Well, it's difficult to say, but one of the principal factors that has made the Royal Mail sellable is that the government has taken over its pension fund. It had such a huge gap in its pension fund, it could no longer find the money for it. And if it had been privatised, most of this money, and a lot more, would have been used to actually pay the pensions of retired postal workers. The government's taken that over. That's cost it about £10 billion. It's made about £3 billion by selling shares. So technically, it's actually making a loss.
The BBC's Jonty Bloom in London. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.